Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, Carlos, getting set for another day game today against the Pittsburgh Pirates. Played the 11 o'clock game against the Nationals last week on the 4th of July. Yeah, yesterday was an early game today. What are the challenges of playing very early in the morning?
Yeah, there's always challenges, but I feel like when you're playing these games back-to-back, it gives you an opportunity to recover a little bit better. As opposed to when you're playing a night game, 7 o'clock, and then the next day you're playing, whether it's at 11 or 12 or 1 o'clock, those are the toughest ones, and when you have to be smart. When you know talking to players and when you want to give guys off, whether it's the night before or the day game. But I do feel like, you know, playing yesterday, the day game, giving us a chance to recover, we're in a good spot today going into this 12:30 game.
Now, J.D. Martinez is off today. That's the third time on this trip. So everything okay with him?
Yeah, and I think playing these day games got a lot to do with this, you know, because we know how much it takes for him to get ready to play a game. His routine is a pretty extensive routine, you know. And, you know, he played yesterday, but I think where we at playing 17 straight, he's too important for this team. And, you know, we have to be smart. Obviously, he wants to play. But I say, you know, out of the next week, out of the next 7-8 games that we got before the break, you're not going to play all of them. So, you know, I'm thinking about giving you tomorrow off. This was yesterday. So, you know, he'll be ready to go.
Pete Alonso named to the All-Star team. I know that Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo were probably right there as 1A, 1B, 1C after Alonso. First of all, how happy are you for Pete?
Yeah, I'm very proud of him. You know, obviously, he's worked really hard, especially the first half when he was on and off. But the fact that when you look at his number, 18 homers and, you know, the RBIs and, you know, proud of him. But also, I was a little surprised the fact that, you know, guys like Lindor or Nimmo didn't get in, you know, or even like Seve or Manaea, you know. And I'm still hoping that with some of the injuries, with some of the guys that were already named, hopefully Lindor gets in. Hopefully Nimmo gets in because they deserve it. But, you know, excited for Pete. And, yeah.
With Francisco Lindor, he has said, you know, I had a tough April. I got off to a tough start. So if you're looking at the numbers overall, it may not look like the best first half. But, you know, since that move to the leadoff spot, he's taken off. I mean, was it a little unfair that most people didn't see or look at the recent numbers with Lindor because he's changed?
Yeah, 100%. And I think the numbers, when you look at the numbers overall, like, they're right there with any, you know, in the league. Forget about April. You know, it's like, where are the numbers at right now and what he's done for this team, especially since he was moved to the leadoff spot. A little surprise. But, you know, that's who Francisco Lindor is. He's a really good player. He's a great player. Means a lot to all of us here, to the organization and this team. And like I said, I'm hoping he gets in.
You have Christian Scott going today. I wonder, how do you manage him after pushing him last time out against the Nationals?
Yeah, and we knew that day we were pushing him, you know. But it was one of those where we were at, bullpen-wise, you know, we were, you know, short a guy, you know, with the Diaz suspension. With the usage, we needed to push him. And we went a little bit over the limit. And then today we have to be really smart, especially with him making his first ever career in regular rest. So, you know, we'll see how it goes. We'll adjust, but again, have to be smart with him today.
And I went 4 days without asking about the Furries. You survived. Thanks, Carlos.
Thanks.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.